Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Nebraska prison officials are confirming that two inmates died in yesterday's disturbance at Tecumseh State Correctional Institute. Prison Good was Lord. Placed on lockdown after 36 inmates of a housing unit refused to go back to their cells. They locked it all up. So it was like 40 inmates got left in the unit's day room, locked the doors leading to other units, confining the disturbance to half of the housing unit, and then melee ensued.
So they weren't dancing?
No.
They're fighting?
They might have been fight dancing.
Pretty bad.
It that was sucks. Not good. Several so like altercations.
A lot of sketchy details so far.
I know. They're still trying to piece it all together. Several fires were set.
I just saw a party that scene. He's never seen the movie The Watchmen. I showed him that scene.
I gotta watch it.
When there was a giant prison fight.
Oh, yeah. That thing's crazy.
But in theory, a lot of times what happens in those deals during a prison fight is guys
covered up for one person.
They merit out their differences, you know, in the middle of the melee.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I guess it's an opportunity.
I'm coming
when
for you.
When the prison guards are worried about something else, now it's just me and you.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a moment in time where you've been taunting through the bars or whatever for a long time. And
yes.
Yeah,
all
you
of a sudden, it's go time. You're like, no, I didn't mean it.
I know.
Friends?
Hey, friend. They're like, oh, no, ain't no friends here. Yeah, security teams clad in their black riot gear, according to the paper, entered the housing unit yesterday afternoon, and that's when they discovered the bodies.
Remember, you want to be a prison guard? They're hiring.
They are. So corrections officials are investigating, but, you know, this is just another. Tecumseh's had a couple lockdown procedures getting a little too often.
Not too crazy, right? Overcrowding and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably. They're all trying to figure out what to do. I mean, Nebraska has not had a deadly prison riot since the 1950s.
Oh, it's been that long.
So there was a big one in 2015. Well, so prior to the 2015 melee in Tecumseh, that was, I think, one prisoner died in that one. Holds about 1,000 inmates there in Tecumseh. So we've had like 2 fatality riots in the last 2 years. Lot to think about. On the flip side, good news, Omaha Police Department is going to grow by 52 officers today. After 23 weeks of intense training, the new recruits are going to graduate from the department's training academy today. Their next step, going into the field, riding with an experienced officer for the next 15 weeks, you know, like the ride along.
Cool.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Congratulations to the 52 new recruits. And this weekend, you're likely to hear a familiar sound. Douglas County is going to be testing their tornado warning siren system starting at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And then again at 11:30. I guess Sarpy County is going to test their sirens at 10 and 10:30 Saturday morning as well.
Terrible the deal to do it on a Saturday, man. People are trying to sleep in.
11 o'clock? Come
Some
on.
People, what if you're a night sider?
Yeah, I mean, people do sleep, you know, and work odd shifts.
I understand that, but it's Saturday at 11. I don't think
Freaks
it's that big
out.
Of an inky.
Yeah.
Gone off. I mean, I used to live by one.
I'm never understood
why
they do it on the Saturday. Do it on a work day.
Do it, yeah.
They do it on Wednesdays.
It's usually on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's usually on a Wednesday, like middle of the week, you know, middle of the morning kind of thing.
But and they then, do these every once in a while, weekend ones, and it's always, never gets not a little alarming.
Well, you've been warned. You've got a whole day to brace
yourself. Because the Wednesday
one,
you always hear it and you think, that's a test.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday, completely jogs it back. But on Saturday, you're on a different schedule, you're out shopping, and you're like, tornado?
Yeah, I know.
Like, why doesn't it have like a different tone? Like, not a tornado. Not a tornado.
Like, everybody run! Like, this is a test.
Not a tornado, or just a fart sound or something where it's a test pattern.
A good old test pattern.
These are all Very interesting.
It works.
All right, there we go.
So it.
So tomorrow, just brace yourself. 11 o'clock, 11:30 here in Douglas County.
Well, I can brace. I don't have to lock it.
It's true. Big traffic announcement starting Monday from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. The southbound I-480 traffic will detour onto I-29 and Council Bluffs to westbound I-80. So crews are resurfacing that whole interstate before the College World Series. A new study is showing that Nebraska has higher real estate and vehicle property taxes than most states.
Yeah.
Not necessarily good news, but...
It's been like that forever.
I know. WalletHub has compiled the rates for each state and found that Nebraska is the sixth highest in real estate taxes. And when it comes to vehicle taxes, Nebraska's rate is higher than 35 other states. Hawaii has the lowest real estate taxes in the nation, while Louisiana has the lowest vehicle tax rate.
Is that a population thing?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much money you'll spend on
not everything here is great. There's some yin and some yang. WalletHub always gives us all a lot of great categories.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Best place to live, best place to, you know, meet singles, whatever the case is. But when it comes to taxes,
is it the best place to meet singles?
No, I just do that out there to
just set a guy
positive
out there. In a relationship. I found somebody. Y'all are on your own. One of the best zoos in the U.S. might be here in Omaha. The Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium is a finalist on USA Today's list for America's best zoo.
Wow. Who else would? It's us in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 winning zoos will be revealed at the end of the month. Voting at 10best.com ends on March 27th. But with that comes a little bit of, we do have one of the best zoos, but it's not cheap. Membership prices and summer admission is going up this summer at the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. All forms of membership, including individual, active duty military, are seeing a $6 increase over last year's prices. Daily admission is going up $1 this summer.
Well, look at what we got going on there. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No one likes price increases, but
I know,
unfortunately,
but,
that's the way it is.
And membership
unless
fees.
Unless we start seeing, like, the employees have, like, really nice jeans.
They're driving up in Lamborghinis.
Gorillas have cool sunglasses. We're like, wait a minute, what are we spending our money on?
They're wearing Rolexes.
They got ties on.
Red tie. You
diamond
walk in on
earrings.
The gorillas and it's like you've interrupted a conversation and they look down on you like, anyway, I'll tell you later.
Hi, what?
Oh my God.
Move along.
Oh my God. What? I hate it when the spectators come in here.
Ugh. They just interrupt
everything.
They should
everything. Put ties on the giraffes. Yes. That would be the one animal that I would approve.
They can't fall or get caught on anything, so I think that would be good.
Just put ties on the giraffes.
I think
a nice business tie.
Or how about a bow tie? I think a bow tie would be really cute. Like if they did like the whole fake tuxedo, like if it was like the fake collar with the bow tie.
Yes.
I think that would be really classy.
I think they should put shorts, like good gym shorts on the elephants.
No.
I think that would be great.
That would be so
dress the animals day at the zoo.
How about, can we, okay, if we're going with this,
yeah.
Then can we do like just the fake ruffle front on gorillas? Like,
yeah.
Could we just do, you know, like how you would tuck it in?
Like a tux.
It's like a dicky.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just like that. I want
and it,
that.
You want 1970s ruffles like what
yes.
Ryan Reynolds had at the Oscars?
Like Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling ruffles.
I think that would work. I think 70s
be great. Prom tux.
Ryan ruffles. Yes, exactly. I need an animal and a prom tux.
So we got giraffes with bow ties.
Right.
The gorillas will put the old school tuxedo shirt, you
exactly.
know, with the sunglasses
why
on.
Why don't they do that?
Right, yes, with sunglasses.
And then the elephants get gym shorts.
Here's how you do it. You tie it in. You tie the promotion in with the Goodwill.
Okay,
and
I like
say
this.
We dressed all the animals today on available clothing
you
can
me.
Find right now at the Goodwill.
You've hurt me today. You have hurt me today. They're like, you're not helping. We're trying to say that this is a place that you can get stuff that you would dress your animals in.
Oh, it is. I'm saying that would be the point. Is
look,
like,
Mr. Pickles is wearing a tuxedo
really good
shirt.
Stuff. And then he gets to wear it. The animals get to wear it until they tear them off. Like the gorillas would probably tear their tuxedo tops in 10 minutes and eat them.
Elephants would just
throw them out of the cage.
Elephants would just soil them until
they fall off. I was
going to
say, can you imagine
off?
An elephant poop in just shorts like that? Like they're like, this is
so like
terrible.
A baby with an explosion.
Oh, but except the baby that's
that'd be a hell of a diaper
tons.
Commercial. Why doesn't somebody do that? Have Huggies make a giant diaper for an elephant. And
they
see
have
how,
to airlift it in?
See how long it can hold.
Who's going to change it?
Now
the That's the question.
Now the elephants are right now not only hating Omaha because it's cold, but now they hate us because we dress them up.
I know. They're like, this is humiliating. I want to. I'm putting in for a transfer. Steve, I'm telling you. There's a better zoo out there for both of us.
No, there ain't.
Membership fees are going up at Costco. Second largest U.S. retailer says they're raising the prices of their gold membership by $5. So it goes up to $60 a year.
I'm sorry. Like anyone would feel it.
No, it's going to feel
I
know. It's like
people at Costco drive a pallet jack out of that place.
Yeah. I go there.
It looks like you would almost think people were preppers when they come out of Costco. They're getting ready for the apocalypse.
And you can't really help it, you know?
I always forget that there is a membership fee. And then I went, what was it, like last week or something? And they're like, oh, your membership's up. You know how they can just tack it on as you're like getting your, you know, pallet jack of toilet paper and whatever.
Add it to your bill.
Yeah. But it was like so crazy because when I saw this, I was like, oh, I totally forgot that they tacked that on last week because I was thinking to myself, I was like, that was quite a Costco visit. But then, you know, so I guess the price hike goes into effect June 1st. And it comes after, you know, they announced profit and revenues for that was well below their expectations. So I guess as much as we love them and we're going, they're not, they were hurt.
Like, ma'am, it's for the price of a year's worth of peanut butter, which is in your basket.
Yes. Which
my favorite
through.
Thing is nuts.
You like a handful of nuts?
I like to get nuts.
Careful.
I know. Anyway, go.
You're a silly man.
Mm-hmm. More Americans are losing their hearing. What? There's a new study.
That's not good for us.
I know. This is. I threw this out there just for the three of us because this hits us where we live. A new study says hearing loss among adults 20 and older is expected to increase from 44 million in 2020
is
to more
earbuds?
Than 73 million. Yeah, I mean, it's all the stuff that we do.
Concerts, earbuds, all that stuff.
Older adults who suffer from hearing loss have higher rates of depression, anxiety, hospitalization, and falls. Doctors say that there's also evidence of a tie between hearing loss and mental decline.
What about is there any angle on fixing it? I mean, it seems like hearing aids.
I don't know.
They've come a long way, baby. Have you seen them? The whole thing is that you can't see them.
They're tiny.
They look like almost like a little alien lives inside your, like there's just like a little antenna. You're like, did you get like a little probe in there?
They're expensive as ever. I mean, we're talking $4,000 or $5,000 for hearing, and they know that. You can go with the old school, but that's always one of those deals of, oh, I don't want to wear that because it's so big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The little ones, they're super expensive, but look at that. They're tiny. You can't, like you said, can't see them and you can hear.
Well, the big thing is how far they've come as far as it used to just be. It used to just be like a volume, like it would just crank up and you would hear there'd be no subtleties in tone. And I think that they've come a long way in being able to like block out ambient noise. Cause that was the big thing was, you know, even when you had a hearing aid, you're like, I don't want to go to a restaurant cause it just turns everything up. It doesn't.
They also had decibel limiters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if a sound like, all right,
it would compress it.
When I go to the gun range and shoot guns, my headphones are giant microphones, which you think would be crazy.
Yep.
There are microphones now in there so I can hear everything. Amazing. And as soon as the gun goes off, it's got a register that once it hits a certain decibel, I never hear it.
Shuts it right off. Oh, they're
cool. Shuts it off before I could ever get to me. It's amazing.
Yeah. And you can
still
talk.
But our grandpa's generation, if they were lucky enough to have a hearing aid, there was no limiter on it. So when grandpa turned it up and something got too loud, poor grandpa blew his ears out.
Yeah. It's not like
that's
anymore.
Why a lot of our grandpas were so grouchy.
Think about poor grandpa.
They can't hear anything.
They can't hear anything.
They're just always, what? And it's that isolation of you don't know what's going on.
Grandpa can't hear again. It's one of those. Yeah, it sucks.
It's frustrating.
I can imagine.
I think it's super frustrating. Like, even if you go to a bar and you're like, what? I mean, it gets old after a while. Like,
you start trying to just ignore it.
Right. You're like, why am I even bothering trying to talk to this person? Because I can't hear anything they say. And I'm totally afraid that at some point I'm going to agree to something where they're like, really?
And they're frustrated.
Yes, exactly.
Like, all right.
Yeah. So, but this is the struggle is real. Apparently, hearing is something that's going to be a nationwide issue. So,
and they're not. But what's the uptick? Is it earbuds?
I think it's just a lot of things. I think a lot of it probably is earbuds.
So they're not naming one
No. It's not. It was less about the cause and more about like
more about
what
you can buy
for.
Your...
Like it's a trend.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, I would think that if you could not put things on your head to cover up your ears, that would be a good thing.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday, 6:30. We got 52 for the high. Upper 60s today. Breezy. Breezy Sunday. Breezy as well. Looks like about 70 degrees. The record is 72, so maybe we'll breach that. Who knows?
But breezy better than windy.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to go golfing.
Breezy is like your hair kind of blowing a little bit. Windy is like, do we have to take down the umbrella on the outside patio?
Gale force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, are we doing, you got to make a decision. Are we going umbrella? Are we going to take it down?
It's going to be take it down umbrella.
Take that down? Mm-hmm.
That's windy. Breezy.
Hey, I feel breezy is more like easy breezy cover girl.
Hey. Sun-kissed.
What is sun-kissed? Oh, that's...
You know, just that's, when you get a little color, you just get a little sun-kissed.
Yeah, a little sun-kissed.
A little sun-kissed.
A lot of baby skin, a lot of virgin white skin mm-hmm. is going to be outdoors. You know, it's kind of got that winter pale.
I've been seeing people running lately, man, this week. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, the exercisers come out.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
It's horrifying.
I get it, but it's like, geez, I'm driving, what, 2 miles to work? Mm-hmm. I could easily be biking. Or walking or something, but these people are running during lunchtime. I'm like, holy man, you guys are dedicated, boy. I don't know where it comes from, but God bless you.
Isn't that nuts,
God
though?
God bless you.
It's, well, I mean, I know now it's early March, but we had been living in this crazy February spring.
Yeah.
It is nuts that it's genuinely spring and you feel spring fever. I mean, you can't help it. I mean, you see,
you
I think
get
it's
out.
Primal for boys. You see flesh.
Yes.
You know, girls are wearing skirts and stuff, and it's like,
I'm telling you, man, take a cruise.
Siren song.
Cruise through Memorial Park or even golf there at Elmwood.
Or hang out in the men's room late at night.
Just
what?
Any of the above, right?
Yeah.
What?
Elmwood Park.
Peter caught me the other day. I was like emptying out all the closets. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm all off. It's too warm. I keep thinking that it's like time to spring clean and then, you know. Then winter comes back, and I'm pulling back out the winter boots.
You don't have that excuse to have a dirty place.
Well, right. Molly's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an interesting situation going on because you guys' records are being broken left and right because it's been 2 months. You guys went January and February with no snow.
It's been 75 days without snow.
That's like a huge
150
record.
150 years.
How much rain?
We got torrential rains earlier this week. And south of Chicago, I mean, somebody died. Crazy EF3 tornadoes.
Well, right. But yeah. I'm just saying overall, how much moisture? Up, down?
No, it's been moisture. It's just been snow.
Okay. So this is so you're getting the same
you're
amount of moisture. It's just
right.
Hasn't been cold enough to turn it to snow.
Right. So like the other day, we got an inch of rain, which they say if it had been cold enough, I mean, an inch of rain falling whatever would have been like a blizzard. I mean, that would have been like crazy snow accumulation. But the cold front isn't there. So it's like really eerie stuff. I mean, when you live in Chicago, there are certain things. I mean, even in Omaha. I mean, let's say we had gone 75 days in Omaha without snow. I mean, we'd all be like, what? I mean, it's weird. It's just a weird winter. I mean, it's been mild, which is fine, but we just haven't been getting any of the snow. I mean, that's just really eerie. When you go
it
out
is.
And you're like, okay, you expect like, okay, maybe it'll go a couple weeks, but I mean, 75 days. I mean, we haven't had snowfall since beginning of December. It's March.
I feel like it's been mild winters for a while. It's like
it's gotta
be a record. We'll get the colds, but we don't really get the snow. It's one or the other. And the windows of the cold or the snow are smaller and smaller.
Well, we got snow like 2 years ago. Don't you remember that was like when Boston was like buried and Chicago at that point? I mean, we had feet of snow in our backyard. I mean, we couldn't see. We could just see like the top of the kids' little playhouse. I mean, it was that deep. in the backyard. So it's weird to think about. I just feel bad. You don't realize how much you count on the snow.
For I mean, what?
Not to say like, well, for the kids.
I don't know, man. Oh, for snowmen.
Snowballs.
Okay. No, but like the kids, like they have been really bummed out. They're like, it's just been like, where's the snow? Like, it's kind of sad. Like, it's like no Frosty the Snowman, no snowball fights, no snow forts.
But do you use that as an opportunity to teach them that the world's coming to an end?
That's a little heavy.
No, okay. Yeah, I was going to say. They're five.
Global warming kids.
So, no.
But tell them to blame your grandpa. That could be a fun thing you could do. Blame your grandpa.
Yeah.
It's the baby boomers' fault for not fixing global warming.
You gotta have fun with this.
No, but it's just, you don't realize, like, as adults, like, we just go the days and we don't think about it. Like, you forget how, when you're a kid, how much you count on that.
Yeah.
Like, how excited you are, like, how jazzed. Like, the other day we got, like, this weird flurry. You know, it was, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, snow was, like, snow. And they got all excited, like, do you think it'll stay? Do you think we'll get snow? I'm like, that is so sad.
That's when you're supposed
These
to
are
be
Chicago
smoking,
kids.
Exhaling smoke into their face and saying, I don't know, go play with your Legos.
Yeah, mama needs a drink.
It's not my problem.
I know.
You have toys.
Well, let's look at the positive side. You know how they say, you know, people have heart attacks all the time shoveling snow?
Heart attacks, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not hadn't happened this year. So someone's life lived, they lived a little bit longer.
Congratulations. My husband sticks around for another year.
There
Thanks
you go.
A lot.
There you go.
Oh, that's a weird thing. You're saying some guy was supposed to lean in with a shovel and hit the Widowmaker?
Yeah.
But then old Jack Frost gave him 1 year off.
1 year to go.
You, sir, get another year to live. Yeah. He's like, in
old
a
Jack
weird
Reaper.
World.
He's Jack Frost. Jack
he's,
Reaper. Jack
he's
Reaper.
On vacation. All right, 636, exit Omaha, number 78 continues. We'll get you qualified this morning. This 78, by the way, is a trip out to Cozumel. It's a dive trip. We're paying for everything. You're diving, your certification, whatever the case is, but airfare, room and board, the whole case. We're just going to go through the show and go hang out.
Yeah,
Cozumel, baby.
When we imagine giving this trip away, you know, in late February, March, we imagine... Yes. The fantasy of like, it's cold now, but
imagine.
We're going to take you someplace warm.
Not so much. Yeah.
It's amazing either time of year.
It is.
So going down there, we're going to get you up to speed with DiveVentures. And we've got all the details online at channel94.com where you can check out DiveVentures' website. They got a great new website.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm seeing those TV ads all over the place. It's pretty neat. It really kind of encapsulate what goes on over there, which is a lot of swimming lessons and stuff like that. But
they'll teach your kids or even adults how to swim. I've experienced it in my past, and they do a fantastic job there. Unbelievable, actually. So, yeah, if you ever have... that's just another thing altogether. If you don't want to be that person at a pool that...
There's
and
adults
I know
that
you are. That don't
there's
know how to
adults
swim.
That aren't comfortable swimming, right?
Yes.
And it's understandable if somebody didn't
I mean, imagine what you're missing. I mean, you don't know until you try. So, yeah, give them a call. Check them out. Trust me, they'll do a great job for you. All right, we have celebrities coming up next.
New music from Lorde and Katy Perry firing back at all the people talking about her breakup. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
I have to say that I rented Kristen Wiig's got a movie out.
What is it?
Who's the guy from The Hangover with the baby?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. She's got a movie with Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, and Molly, who's your buddy from Second City?
Jason Sudeikis?
Sudeikis. And it just hit Redbox. Anyway, it's sort of a stupid movie. It's a heist movie. But the best scene in the movie is Zach Galifianakis. They commit a crime. He's got to hide out in Mexico, lay low. And he's staying at an all-inclusive. He's supposed to keep a low profile.
No.
He's walking around the streets, and he's eating a street burrito.
Oh, gosh.
In, like, a bad part of town.
Oh, boy.
He eats the sketchiest burrito in Mexico.
Has to use the bathroom.
And then it cuts right to him in the all-inclusive pool.
Oh, no!
Leaning against... having a glass, and his stomach is making those horrible noises.
Oh, no!
And all of a sudden, you hear a... and all the water behind him... gurgles up dark.
No!
He has a blowout in the pool.
Oh, and no! I love him.
Everyone runs out of the pool. He has a Mexican blowout.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Katy Perry. She's been all over the news this week. She and boyfriend Orlando Bloom are on a break. And she took to Twitter to do a shout down of the rumors between that there's some bad blood or some weirdness between her and her ex. She said in all caps, "How about a new way of thinking for 2017? Question mark, exclamation point. She said, you can still be friends and love your former partners. No one's a victim or a villain. Get a life, y'all.
There you go. All right. Mic drop.
Boom. She did. Then she went and showed off all of her cut off hair. She went all shorn. It looks a lot like Miley Cyrus. Actually, it's like almost the exact same style that Miley Cyrus has. And she captioned the picture, "Cash me outside. How about that?
Cash me outside, girl." Isn't that funny how viral? Mm-hmm. That's like Dr. Phil's greatest moment he had this year.
Mm-hmm. Cash me outside. So she looks beautiful, but I mean, yeah, she got all of her hair cut off. I mean, she just had, it's still blonde, but I mean, she looks just like Miley Cyrus. It's kind of creepy. Like you're like, oh my God, that's the exact same hairdo. Lord, new music got released yesterday. Green Light.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
What'd
I liked
you think?
It.
Okay.
I liked it. The beginning's slow.
Very slow.
That would be my one
it's
thing.
It's like you have time to get up. Put something in the microwave, make a sandwich, come on back around for the good part.
But it's got a good hook. I mean, once she gets in there, I'm wondering if she went through a breakup or something.
I don't know.
Because it seems
a lot of stuff has happened. She came through Omaha in that time. She might have fallen in love with someone here.
Ooh. There it is right here. This is called Green Light.
I know about what you did and I want to scream the truth.
It's like you slowly are sleeping or slow dancing.
You love the beach, you're such a damn liar.
And you're it like, kicks in.
And I'll be right back.
Those great whites, they
I'm in the other room going, uh-huh. I'm
like, take your time.
Uh-huh.
No rush. No rush.
But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I now we're dancing.
Here we go. I get a little wiggle.
Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go.
Okay.
But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road.
I'm waiting for it.
There you go. There
it
is, right here. So then you got
I like it.
2 minutes left.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it sounds like Lord a little bit. I feel a little Madonna, a little Gaga. I feel all of that with this song. So I don't know. Maybe that's
appropriate. It's got a nice little.
It's a bit of a popper. I feel like it's more of a pop sound than Pure Heroine was.
Absolutely. You bet.
And I guess on Twitter, Lord mentioned that Green Light would be, quote, the first chapter of a story I'm going to tell you. The story of the last two wild fluorescent years of my life. So apparently it's going to be episodic, I guess, you know, maybe along the lines of like a Lemonade, you know, where it's like you go on a journey, you're meant to listen to it in a certain order. Who knows?
Your girlfriend texts you, she had a bad day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know. Sorry, honey. Anything I can do? I'll tell you about it when I get home. And you're like, and you're just waiting for the part where she says Lisa's a bitch.
Yeah. Sometimes like, you yell it out.
And you're trying to tell yourself, don't take sides. You're like, wait a minute. So what did Lisa do, though?
Yeah.
But Lisa had told you to do that.
You're not listening. God, it's not about Lisa. You know what? You're just as frustrated. You know what? I can't even talk to you about this stuff.
Yeah.
Just listen.
There you go.
Just listen.
That's what I've learned.
This weekend, new in theaters, Wolverine is back.
Logan.
Yeah.
It's the last of Wolverine.
Is this the last one that he's going to be doing?
Yes, he said this is it.
I was dying. He was on Stephen Colbert, you know, and he's been suffering. The weird thing is that Hugh Jackman's had a couple bouts. He's been very...
skin cancer, right?
Oh, yeah, skin cancer, and it was on his nose. And so, I mean, he's doing all the pressers, but he's got, like, nose bandages, which is kind of like you have that moment where you're like, what happened? Oh, yeah, that's right, the cancer. But he was telling this story, and it was really funny. About how he's like, you know, he's talking to Stephen Colbert. He's like, I noticed that your son was like laughing and enjoying your show. He's like, well, yeah, you know, we're a family, whatever. And he's like, yeah, my son, and this is Hugh Jackman. He's like, yeah, I heard my son. He was like 13 and a friend was over and I could hear the friend asking him a bunch of questions about me and Wolverine. And, you know, my son was just kind of being quiet. And finally he's like, listen, okay, my dad's not Wolverine. All right. He's not strong. He's not cool. Like it was like. He finally, like, Hugh Jackman overheard his son basically saying, like, my dad is a dork, all right? I don't know why he gets to play Wolverine.
That's what they always say. Mm-hmm. All the actors say that there's, your kids just don't think, well, it's just like anything in life.
Sure.
Yeah, you bet.
Your kids never think their parents are cool.
But it's just funny, because here's this kid who's like, your dad's stinking Wolverine. Like, is he, like, does he have the blades around the house? Like, whatever. He's like, no, he's a total dork. Probably wearing a fanny pack right now. Hate him so much.
Looks good, though. It's getting good ratings, Logan, in theaters.
What's Rotten Tomatoes say?
I'm not sure. I just
Rotten
saw the
Tomatoes
rating pretty
is
high.
Giving so. It, hold on, it, my computer is running slow. That is your Celebrity News Update 93%.
Yeah. Critic score, 95%. Super fan, fan score. Super fan, fan.
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.